So the limitations of current antipsychotics, number one is treatment resistance. Approximately 30% of patients have almost no benefit. Approximately 50% of patients have partial benefit, and only about 10% achieve recovery. Another issue is that the negative and cognitive symptoms respond less well to the antipsychotics, so they will persist despite treatment. The treatments have lower efficacy for these, and up to 60% of patients have been categorized as having prominent or predominant negative symptoms. And for those individuals, the current treatments are relatively ineffective. There are comorbidities to schizophrenia, things like depression and anxiety, that are not well treated with antipsychotics, and the current treatments may induce medical comorbidities that lead to discontinuation. The adverse effects of medication, in turn, lead to high discontinuation rates and side effects and stigma. So our current treatments are not only partially effective, but also associated with significant side effects that are troublesome to patients and lead to noncompliance.